I donated the pants, and then I saw a guy. I was like, "That's a oh, those are my pants." And I love that. Hey, how do you like those pants? I didn't say that. I bought that. But I was like, they have to be those pants because no one else would possibly have those pants. And I miss those pants.
Aww. Well, hey, pants, if you're listening, Nick would like to be reunited with you. If you want to be back with Nick, just reach out to the podcast.
Yes. I didn't kind of... That's
kind of
weird.
Yeah, it was. It was very weird. I have another pants-related anecdote that's kind of funny. So my friend Jared, one of his favorite stories to tell. So this is actually someone else's anecdote that I'm just going to borrow and present on the program.
Okay.
But he was walking through Boulder, like in the along Broadway, years ago when we were all in college, and someone driving by in their car, and they had a pair of pants, and they were holding them out the window.
Like a windsock.
Yeah, like a windsock. And as they drove by, they just yelled, "Pants!" Which, you know, that's just interesting. What do you think that was about?
I don't know. I thought you said it was going to be funny. No, it's not funny. That's disturbing.
Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a comedy game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Regolia. Each week, I subject my guests to a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. With me, as always, is Shannon Bage. Shannon, hey, welcome back. Happy New Year.
I was going to say, not as always. It's been two shows I've missed. Happy New Year. Happy New Decade.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Eric Weedham, our guest on the New Year's show a couple weeks ago, he called out that you aren't with us, as always, because you weren't there. And I said, it means more than that. It's not just about actual counting. It's a spiritual witness.
I was with you in spirit.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, guys, if you're listening to this show, that probably means we have yet to be bombed off the face of the earth. So hey, good going. And we've got a guest this week. It's Nick Shelton. He's returning. The gregarious. The introverted. The exponential. I'm just going to say that. I know that's a bad adjective to apply, but I'm doing it anyway. Nick Shelton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Hey, good to see you, bud. How are you?
I'm excellent. Outstanding. Couldn't be better. Could always be better, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, I think couldn't be better is a, that's yeah, a high bar yes. to set for life.
I'm this is the best good. It's ever going to
yeah,
get.
It's all fucking downhill from here.
Yeah. I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you're breathing. You look
yes,
healthy.
Thank you.
You got a nice Darth Vader skull t-shirt on.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's viewers, you can see it in the picture when he posts it.
Oh, yeah. Viewers, we're going to take a lot of pictures of that shirt, among other things. Don't worry. Yeah. We're going to get
be crumpled up
we're
on the
gonna
floor.
We're going to get the full Nick for this episode.
Is that like the full Monty?
Yes. Yeah, it is. That was what I was referencing.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Don't worry, listeners. It's not going to go down the same rabbit hole as last time. We're going to keep it moderately clean.
Yeah. Oh, no. This is going to be a very puritanical episode of this show. I want to be clear. Everyone is fully dressed and pious as fuck. Now, Nick, how was your New Year?
New Year was uneventful. It was really nice because I went to bed at 8:30.
Wow.
And then there was a downtown fireworks show at 9.
And
so,
boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, yeah. You can't sleep through that. So I said, well, and I can't yell, hey, keep it down, because it's New Year's Eve.
Right.
And then at midnight, there was
I would argue you can't really yell, hey, keep it down, even if it weren't, because it's a big enough fireworks show. Right. I think they're going to hear you. But that's cool. Yeah. I'm with
like,
you.
What's wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
So I found out when I go out in public on New Year's Eve, I'm always disappointed. It's kind of like a Las Vegas thing. People go and they want to force it to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Then you get disappointed. So I said, I know how I can not be disappointed. I can just go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'll just be asleep. And then I'll wake up and be like, hey, it's the New Year.
Yeah. My wife and I stayed up. We watched two movies. We did make it to midnight, but we watched Brittany Runs a Marathon, which was fun and inspirational and brought us both to tears at the end, which I was surprised with because
I
don't often cry, but
it's,
I cried.
It's
I
touching.
Fucking cried
it's
so
touching.
Much at the end of that movie.
Brittany Runs a Marathon?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to write
it
that
It is
down.
Currently on the, it's on Amazon Prime now, so if you have that service, you
then
can
it's
watch
free?
It. Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
It's included. And then we also watched the doesn't hold up film 16 Candles from 1984, which I had not seen all the way through and didn't realize that until we watched. And I was like, oh, I haven't seen this movie all the way through. I've seen a lot of clip shows that featured multiple aspects of this movie. but I hadn't seen the whole thing. But we're not here to talk about 16 Candles, are we, Nick?
No, we're here to talk about business.
Speaking of business. That was good.
Yeah. That was great. That was great.
I happen to run a nice business, listeners. Go to connectedintrovert.com. Check it out. Learn how to talk to people. Learn how to make some friends. Get off your couch and make some friends. Connect with people. All that sort of stuff. Anyway.
If you have let's do your plug. If you have a hard time networking with people because you're introverted, because it's not your style, like Nick is here to help you figure out the ways to connect with people in a networky way without being that schmoozy person who's like, oh, hey, what are you doing? I just closed on 16 properties and my startup just sold for $16 billion. Like, you don't have to be that person.
Right, you don't have to be douchey.
Yeah.
You don't have to be all coked up or drunk.
No.
You can just be like a regular person.
Yeah.
You can be you.
Yeah.
The best of you.
You are already the best.
And?
Drop the website.
Yeah. www.connectedintrovert.com. Just check it out.
Damn right. Okay. So yeah, so this episode, the theme is going to be business. Because it's the beginning of the new year. It's time to get down to it.
Nice. Right? Got to get down to business for the new year. Everyone has their resolutions and stuff if you do that. But if you don't, you still kind of want to improve and do stuff, do something. And part of that is either business or your business or none of your business. I don't know. But it has something to do with business.
It's true.
I know that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Business is a nice blanket term that we yes. experience every day. Shannon, you work for a business.
I do.
Okay. As is usual, Nick, because you're the guest, you get to choose whether you want to go first in picking a number from the list or if you want Shannon to go first.
I think last time I went first.
All right.
And so I'm going to have, last time I also won.
Yeah.
So maybe I should go first again. But maybe if I had Shannon go first, I could see if it was just a fluke that I won or if I really earned it. Because if Shannon goes first and I win that, then it's like I'm really winning.
This is true. There's a lot to consider.
I'm going to have Shannon go first.
Okay. Well, Shannon.
It's a lot of pressure on me now.
Shannon, it's 1 through 10. What do you want to pick?
Number 9.
Number 9. All right. Hey, we're going to play Is It or Ain't It? This week, is it or ain't it a real business?
Ooh.
I'm going to go back and forth. I have 4 business names. You have to tell me if it's a real business or something that I made up. Shannon, number 1.
All right.
Anal Tech. Is that a real business? ANALTECK.
I'm going to say yes.
You're correct. It is. It's a manufacturer of thin layer chromatography plates in Delaware.
Hmm.
Good work. Okay, Nick.
Maybe it's like Anal Tech for analysis.
They should spell it differently if they wanted to. Everybody saw Arrested Development. Everybody knows that it says anus tart. So
okay.
Analitech. You're right. Analtech. That's probably Analitech.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is definitely Analtech, yeah. But I said it the way I said it.
Yeah.
Okay. Nick,
okay. Yes,
yours is Wong Duty Crandall Wiener. Is that a real business?
Oh, I think it is. But let me, yes, I'll go with yes.
Okay, you're correct. It is a real business. Wong Duty Crandall Wiener is a marketing and advertising firm in Seattle with an office in Los Angeles.
All right.
Very good.
Wait, Wong?
Wong Duty Crandall and Wiener.
So Crandall is like, guys, can my name be first?
Yeah.
Nope.
Why am I in the... Hey, you should have been here longer, Crandall. Sorry. You're to the bottom. Okay, great job. Shannon.
Yes.
Yours. The next one is Ass Compact. Ass Compact. ASSCOMPACT. Is that a real business or is it something I made up?
See, I'm not playing the game. I'm playing you. I'm trying to figure out.
Sure,
How many... I don't think you'd go 50-50. You might mix it up. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, it is a real business. Ass Compact is a German specialist magazine for capital and risk management.
Asset. Yeah.
Yeah. Ass Compact. Very good. Okay. And Nick, number 4.
So it's got to be no for this one, whatever it is, because he's not going to go all 4
Woody?
Yeses.
Woody?
I don't know.
It's like IBM. No, what do you got?
Because it's a bowel movement. I get what you're doing. Yeah.
But you'd be like BM.
I know. Nick, yours is Siemens. Is that a real business? or
yes,
something
it
I
is.
Made
that
up.
Is absolutely a real business.
Yeah, it
I'm
sure is.
With that company.
Yeah, Siemens is a German conglomerate manufacturer of engineering and industrial equipment.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were all real. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Businesses have funny names, guys. That's the joke. Isn't this great?
All right.
I thought that's where you were going.
Yeah. All of these were pulled from a Business Insider article that I found on funny business names. So that's great. Hey, you're each getting 5 points for kicking ass on Is It or Ain't It? And Nick, it's your turn. 1 through 9.
I'm going to go 8.
Number 8. Okay. Well, we're going to play GOAT, greatest of all time, in this game.
Yay!
Right? Yeah, that's right. Everybody just crowd noise.
Yeah, grace of all time.
Or yelling goats could be good too.
Yeah, that's good.
Have you seen the YouTube videos of goats yelling? And they just sound like when a goat yells, it sounds like a human yelling.
No, I
and
haven't
it's hilarious.
Seen that.
We'll have to after the show show you some goat yelling YouTube videos.
Here's what I want from you, Nick. I want you to do a new musical track where goats yelling is some sort of chorus.
That would be a good idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Hey, listeners, don't. Well, yeah, you can do it too, and we'll see who makes the best goat yelling track. Because I don't want to say don't do it. I think we all should do it, and then send your goat tracks into Nate, and then we'll compare.
We'll play them on the air.
We will definitely play them on the air.
If you
send us a musical track that you have created from scratch with a yelling goat involved in some way, we are definitely going to play it on the show.
That is a really
that
good
is
idea.
A 100%.
Well, at
guarantee.
Least you'll have one song because I will do one.
Hell yeah!
Just yes. Because I think it's really interesting and unique because I don't know if anyone's done that. Until I'm driving home tonight, and then the new track from Nelly.
Yeah.
It's called Angry Goat.
The goats all have Band-Aids.
Greatest of all time.
The new game, Goat, greatest of all time. So I'm just going to ask you, who's the greatest business person of all time? This is completely subjective. Make your case. What do you think, Nick?
Oh, man, because then you're going to ask me why, right?
I mean, I'm not going to ask you deeply why. You can feel free to stall. If you're asking me questions about what I'm going to do next to stall, yes, go ahead.
No, it's not I'm stalling, but I'll say like a name, and then you'll say, okay, because it could be someone you don't even know.
That's true.
I could say...
That's very much possible.
Jim Ryerson or something, and then you'd be like, who's that?
He's got a great window screen business in Michigan.
That's what I could say.
is what you could say.
Yeah, so that's not what
you've cracked
what's
the game.
So now, the people at home or commuting or on the clock listening to podcasts, they're thinking, "Oh, I know. Why didn't he say like? Is this they have to be alive?
No, you get anybody.
Oh, greatest of all time.
Oh, sure, right. Yeah, greatest
all
of all time.
Greatest living.
Greatest business person of all time.
Huh." The greatest business person of all time. Do you have an answer for this?
I do not. I got a bunch of names going through my head.
Well, I would say, man, because there's so much cool stuff, but it's like be able to conquer business. Man, you really caught me off guard here. And this isn't entertaining listening to someone not know. Oh, wait. Well, but no. Not listening to someone that doesn't even have an opinion.
Oh, you know?
Hey, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking about, I should be on a boat right now. That seems like that would be fun.
Like a great business person might be. They're likely to be on a boat.
Huh.
If anyone is.
Great business person. I'll go for Steve Jobs.
Okay, great. Yeah. I think that's
listeners,
a good...
Listeners, huh? Steve Jobs?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's got some design acumen. He changed the way that we think of computing.
Yeah. He's a weird dude. But aren't we all a little weird?
Oh, man, yeah.
And he gets shit done. I can cuss, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think I cussed last time.
No, yeah, we fucking cuss all the fucking time. Shit.
Okay. So.
Ass.
But. So. Yes, I'm going to say Steve Jobs because, yeah, he revolutionized the way we do things. A lot of other great business people have, too. But this is really, you know, current and applicable to our lives right now. And I can see what's, it impacts a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a valid legacy on everything about communication that's involved.
Vision.
He put these supercomputers in our pockets, which they're very noisy when they hit the table. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I can't really go too deep on it.
All right.
But I'm choosing that. I'm going to pass it over to Shannon. She can come up with
something. So more of a mock turtleneck description rather than the full turtleneck.
Oh, boo.
And that's fine. Shannon.
I like it. That was a good answer. I'm going to go with somebody whose name I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to say the very first person who set up a meeting.
Okay. The first person to set up a meeting.
Like a meeting? Like let's have a meeting?
Like there was some caveman at some point that was like, can I just get you for 5 minutes? Can we just talk over here for five minutes?
What do you guys think about the woolly mammoth? Can we take it?
Yeah. can we all just get in a room and hash this out? The first person to do that was the best business person.
And you know that's the first PowerPoint too, is a series of cave paintings that are rolled out. Fire is just presented to each one through the cave as they go. They're like, walk with me. Walk with me through my presentation.
At the same time, though, that person is responsible for wasting ungodly amounts of time, a lot of time throughout history with these meetings.
So I was thinking about this. It's what's your definition of business, of being a great business person? Because Nate said a great business person would be on a yacht, but that implies that to be a great business person, you're actually trying to get out of doing business.
Well, that has nothing to do with what Nate said.
So I started thinking about it, and I was like, so the person who invented meetings really made business what it is today and made business last longer and made the culture of business what it is.
Man, I shouldn't have let you go first.
maybe they were not great at the actual business part, but they are the most influential in business.
They instituted something that has been in practice for millennia, and while the bane of our existence for the most part, great job. Very good.
That was really good, Shannon.
Very good. Nick, 2 points. Shannon, 4 points. And Shannon, we're back to you. 1 through 8.
2.
Number 2. Do you have a vague idea about monkey business?
It's being silly.
Yeah.
Stop that monkey business over there. Because monkeys can't do business.
They can't. They're always jumping on beds and stuff.
Monkeys don't do that. It's silly. Monkey business.
Very good. Nick, what can you add about monkey business?
I'd say it is also very silly. And I think there's like a board game called Monkey Business as well. After I said that.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm thinking Barrel of Monkeys, which is the thing with the barrel and all the monkeys that you try to link together.
But I don't know. Monkey business. I think there's a name of a bar called Monkey Business. But yeah, we do know that monkeys normally do not do business. But they can because they did what was it? They gave monkeys some kind of, I think it's like a food item or something, and then they traded it to the girl monkey to have sex with. There's like a prostitution thing.
Okay. Yeah.
No, this is like a real study that they did. And so this woman monkey, if that's a thing, a female monkey, had like all the, she got really wealthy. She was a wealthy monkey in whatever unit of wealth that was, because all the dude monkeys were like, hey, here, take this and I'm going to have sex with you.
That puts a whole new spin on monkey business.
Monkey business.
True.
Yeah.
That's
so,
all monkey business. Wink, wink, wink.
Monkey business is the oldest profession.
I don't think she had like a pimp or anything that was taking the money. I think she kept all that, whatever unit of measure that was.
Yeah.
Monkey business.
She was working for herself.
I was gonna mention too, on that vein, bonobos, the apes that transact sexually to solve conflicts. I mean, that could be considered business because they are making transactions.
Right.
And that's really all business is, right?
Maybe they're the best business people
could
in
be.
The world.
Yeah. Like, you know what?
Walk with me. Let's have a meeting.
Some other definitions for monkey business include wasting time or effort on a foolish project or an activity that may be considered illegal, questionable, or a vice. So there you go. Yeah. That comes from the Wiktionary. Great job. Monkey business. You're each going to get 3 business-like points for that. Great job.
Excellent.
Great job. Nick.
Yes, sir.
It's your turn again. It's 1 through 7. What are you going to do?
1.
Number 1. Do you have a vague idea about ROI?
Return on investment.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
All right, great.
So, yes, you invest, and then you want to have a nice ROI.
Sure.
You want a nice return on your investment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Man, this isn't funny at all. It's just factual. You know? So, I don't know how to make it entertaining to listen to. If I was sitting on a train, I'm like, yeah, return on investment. And then, oh, Nick just said return on investment. All right. Yeah. Fast forward.
Well, let's put it in the context of your monkey sex transactions. Like, what's the ROI on that transaction?
I don't know, because I don't know how good the sex is, really. Is it worth the orange or whatever he gave for it? Is it worth the squeeze? You know? I don't know. There's a saying.
Yeah.
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Yeah. So you got to figure out, you really got to figure out, like, okay, is the maybe the caloric value of the orange, does it equal the pleasure output of right. the
pleasure
internet?
Is not happiness, right? It's
right.
Just pleasure.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But
return is not happiness. Return is just anything.
But he's given up this orange and he's getting this pleasure, but now the pleasure has waned and he's just like sitting there reflecting like, man, sure could use an orange. I gave it away.
Yeah, I'm really tired, and it would be great if I could have some orange slices like after soccer practice when I was 9.
That would be really helpful, so I don't know if I made the right decision here. So maybe not. Maybe it's not. But maybe if I talked to that monkey, he'd be like, yeah, it was worth it.
Great.
Yeah, the return on that investment was worth it.
So what you're saying is the return on investment isn't something that can be measured in a individual objective way.
Right. Well, there's... You can talk about like percentages of return.
Oh, yeah, like 8%,
it can be
IRR, whatever.
More
yeah.
of a vague idea.
Sure.
Yeah. Where you're nice. Like, well, to me, this was a good return. Or, you know, it could be, you know, with your actual money in some kind of investment with a measured return. Anyway.
Sure.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Shannon, can you add anything about return on investment? And then I'll give you guys both a follow-up question.
If you're going to be trying to measure the return on your investment, you might want to use a KPI, a key performance indicator.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, now we're cooking. Hey, commuters. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I was hoping she'd say that.
Yes, she said it. That's my answer.
I mean, really, the whole point of this is to just try to grab a little bit of hits from people who are like, oh, cool, I like business podcasts.
Business.
briefcase, suit, tie.
Nobody even carries briefcases anymore. Did you notice that?
I know.
I tried. I have my grandfather's, and it's really cool. And yeah. I tried carrying it with my laptop in it, and by the time I got to work, because I walked to work, my hand really hurt. I was this was a terrible idea.
And your laptop was on fire, as I recall. So follow-up question.
Yes.
And answer this as honestly or as dishonestly as you wish. What's the best ROI you've received on an investment?
Like percentage-wise? Or I guess it could be anything.
Yeah. I'm giving you the opportunity to make this funny and make something up.
Oh, man, because I was going to actually give you an honest answer.
Oh, yeah, well, no,
like,
do that, too.
It's like,
or a funny
anecdote.
Oh,
man, I got an 18% on this bond that I bought.
No, I got some really good returns on a precious metal investment that I made, but that's not entertaining or funny at all. So then
well,
you want me to
if,
go back to the monkeys?
It is if
what?
People need to buy now. Should they buy now, Nick? Precious metals?
Yeah.
Get some precious buy metals. Now.
Go for silver.
Ooh, yeah.
But, you know, it's not funny. Hey, commuters, buy some silver. You know, and you can go to, you know, your local coin shop, start with some coins, and then... But anyway, that's not...
I had a coworker who, when I was working at the kite store in Boulder...
The kite store?
Yeah. I worked at a place called Into the Wind. It still exists. It's on the Pearl Street.
There's an actual kite store?
Oh, yeah.
Kite
I thought
district.
You were just messing around.
No, yeah.
And I thought that it was like maybe the kite store was the name of a... brunch place or something.
Oh, no,
not like an actual place that sells kites.
Although
now
ironically,
we're getting into it. Here we go.
Although, finally. Ironically, when I was working there, we were working in the mail order department above the retail store.
Yes.
The mail order department occupied a space that used to be a brunch place. And so on the daily, people would come up looking for brunch, and we would have to be like, we're on the phone, get the fuck out of here. This isn't a brunch place.
That's
get
not
the
a very
fuck out of here. We're at the
nice,
kite store.
No, yeah, that's not yeah. a very nice response
the
from
kite
store.
And they're like, get the fuck out of my kite store. Can we get
well,
some
no.
meat? Get the fuck out of here.
We don't have anything for them.
That's how do they pay their rent or whatever at the kite store? Do you guys do a bustling? Did they do a bustling
they actually,
kite business?
They actually are still, I think, the second maybe best-selling kite store, kite company in all of the United States.
But what is that bar? That second best could be like $10 a month.
We sent shit all over the world. We were manufacturing our own stuff. It's a whole thing. I had no idea.
So you pull up in the Rolls Royce or whatever, and you're like, what have you been doing these days? Hey, I heard about that kite store. I said, I'm going to be the number one kite store. We're going to muscle out that number two kite store. And now we sell more kites. And you're like, there's money in kites? Oh. Yes. Oh, you wouldn't believe on kite day.
In fairness, there's not money in kites. Like, right. The recession period was slim, but they were very kind and continued to keep us all employed, which
is
good.
This is in Boulder?
Yeah.
Going to the
on Pearl Street.
I'm going to send you a selfie of me at the kite store.
Yeah. 1408 Pearl Street is the address for Into the Wind. I still remember.
Oh,
I'm also featured prominently in several of the catalogs, so if you want to see me with a
really?
With a long Beatles haircut.
Flying kites?
Yeah, or like tossing them up in the sky. Yeah, yeah. I'm in several catalogs. I'll show you sometime, Shannon. I can bring, I have a stack of catalogs in as like, you know, whatever.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I learned something. If I learned nothing else tonight, that was worth it. Hey, listeners. Order a kite.
Yeah.
In a kite store. They have a mail order thing upstairs that used to be a brunch place.
Yeah. And really, like, my good friend Sean is now manager of the mail order department. He's a great guy, and they do really good stuff. And kites are fun.
Man,
they're not my chosen hobby, but I experienced enough time with them over the almost 5 years that I worked there that I could say, yeah, there's a lot of reasons why I would do it. Like, it is kind of cool.
Were you married when you were working at the kite store?
No, I was not.
So did you meet your wife while you were working at the kite store?
No, I did not.
Okay, because I can picture like the Tinder profile, and it says, you know, like for occupation, it says kite store or something.
Okay, I did two things about the kite store. One, I will say, just for my fragile ego, that I dated regularly during my tenure at the kite store. Yes. It was not an albatross on my romantic life.
All right.
The funniest story that I can tell you at the kite store is that because it was a mail order thing, we would get phone calls. I managed the one email contact, so I answered like 50, 60 emails a day.
Wow.
And
a lot of kite questions.
And then we also took phone calls. I had one woman tell me that she would, if it wasn't such a great distance, she would drive out to Colorado and stuff the kite up my ass herself, which was one of the more prominent things that
I
heard.
Wait, was that in a good way
customer.
Or a bad way?
Oh, no, that was in a bad way. she
it wasn't so far.
No, she was, she
walk
meant
with
it.
Me.
Yeah. I've got a PowerPoint for you. She meant it retributively. But I also had a woman who at the time lived in Steamboat who would call and ask for me every single time, and she was always kind of out of breath when I talked to her. I never really thought anything of it until
I've heard
no
this one.
Way.
Until, yeah, until this last day when she legit masturbated on the phone, and she said, like, while she's gasping and moaning, she asked me where I was. I told her I was in a cubicle in a room with a lot of people. And she's like, oh, that's too bad. I wish you were in an office. And I was like, okay, weird. She described a gauzy sundress that she had purchased at one of the Tibetan stores.
You
on
had
the
talked
Pearl
to
Street
her
Mall.
Several times before this?
Yeah.
Like all the time?
But all just like, I need to buy this thing. And it was like a 5-minute phone call. And this culmination phone call was like 10 minutes long where she went through this whole thing and she basically said, just let me finish. And then she moaned in the most pornographic way that I've ever heard anybody moan in my entire
life. Were you supposed to continue talking while she was finishing?
No, I think she was okay that I was quiet.
Were you using this voice while you were talking to her?
I mean, I think this is definitely my phone voice too. Cause
yeah,
I would say,
like, hey, so
I would say, Into the Wind, this is Nate. How may I help you? And that was just my voice. I don't know. Maybe it was too. Maybe I was leading the witness. I don't know.
But in any case, got down there.
That thing happened, and it was wild. And then she was like, "Okay, and let's finish the order." And then we finished the order, and then she proceeded to call the next day and cancel the order, which made me feel cheap. So
you're like, "No, you don't, you hussy. You're getting that kite."
I'll
get it for you out of my own pocket.
Here's the worst thing: it was all repair parts too, so it was like the most
annoying stuff to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I need some repair parts for my kite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could buy carbon fiber or fiberglass tubes.
Man, I'm
or rods, depending on the best of the kite.
What's the best month for kite sales?
Oh, man. I feel like it was around April because it's like it's windy. Yeah. People are going to the beach. The sea breeze is good. The summer was always pretty good, and then it sort of tapered off. But it's never good here because it's either really blustery or not.
Okay.
And people tend to break shit because they're like, "Oh, it's the 50-mile-an-hour winds. I better go take this outside." And
good
it's like,
thing
hey,
we
cool.
can get some replacement kite parts.
It's true.
I know a place. I'm going to put Kite Store on my I don't have any dating app stuff going on, but I might put one up just so I can put Kite Store on it. And then they'd have to guess. They'd be like, "I think there's only one Kite Store. He's got to work there." And then they go in looking for me, and they'll be like, "Well, there's some guys upstairs." And then they go upstairs looking for brunch or whatever, and me, and I'm not there. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
"You lied.
I
thought you worked at the kite store." I'm like, "You stalker. I knew you were looking for me."
And I don't know that this is still the case, but when I left, it was Into the Wind, and there's a place in Ocean City, Maryland. And those are the two biggest stores that are in the United States. So in any case, not manufacturers. There are a bunch of little manufacturers, Jack's Pacific, a bunch of other places. So, yeah. What are you going to do?
Is there like a big warehouse full of kites in the back?
Yeah, there was. There was a whole shipping department. And a huge inventory was bonkers. Now, granted, we had to do inventory on the retail store, too. And they had all those bins of like little tiny plastic farm animals. So you'd have to count all 900 little pigs. And
wait,
be like, hey.
What does that have to do with kites?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, because it's a toy store also.
You didn't say that.
Into the Wind is notorious. It is predominantly kites, but Into the Wind is notoriously the place where when people are waiting to get a table at the Cheesecake Factory on the Pearl Street Mall, they send their kids in there unsupervised to run around and fuck things up. And that's pretty much what we dealt with all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, see, that was a good little sidebar there.
There you go.
People learned something I learned.
Kite replacement parts.
People wanting to put kites up in you. There's all kinds
of... Kite groupies.
Wow, oh, yeah. Kite groupies, for sure.
I didn't know people would call and touch themselves to the kite representatives. What kind of world are we living in?
It's the weirdest thing that ever happened to me in my life. So yeah, 2 points each on ROI. Good job.
All right.
And
that's acceptable.
Let's see. Nick, we're back to you.
Is it?
No, I think it's me.
Okay, Shannon, 1 through 6.
1.
Number 1. Okay, do you have a vague idea about Biz Marquee?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Singer, rapper, lover. He sings the amazing song that goes, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you. Yeah. I only know that song, but I have heard through the grapevine that he is actually an amazing artist and that many other artists look to him as a mentor type inspirational figure.
All right.
But most people just know him from that one song, but apparently he does a lot of other amazing things.
All right. Great. Nick.
That was a good answer. So I do know a little bit more. So he also, all of that stuff plus.
Especially the lover part.
Oh, an amazing lover. He's known. He's also a producer, music producer and songwriter. He's worked with a lot of artists and done written a lot of songs for other people and produced a lot of music. So that's where his main focus was behind the scenes, and then he did some stuff, you know, in front of the scenes or whatever you say. But yeah, so yeah, Biz Marquee,
right on. He appeared on In Living Color, among other things, and you guys covered it. I mean, I know of that song, sort of. I don't know if it's bad or not, but I mean, I mainly remember it from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia when on the episode where they decide they're going to go on welfare.
Yes.
And then Dennis and Dee are singing just a friend on the stoop.
That's where you know it from?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember it from back. Back.
Yeah. Remember from the radio.
Yeah, I back in the day.
I was mostly listening to my parents' radio when I was a kid.
They probably weren't listening to that.
The video was Bismarck. He dressed up like Amadeus playing the piano.
Yes. Which I have seen in later on.
After that, you saw it. But yeah, you were listening to like Cab Calloway or something at your parents'.
Yeah,
place?
Yeah. It was all big band stuff. Yeah. Glenn Miller, okay. Cab.
Parents were born in 1910.
Yeah.
I'd be curious what some of the songs that he's written and produced are, because I have always heard that he is, because I think a lot of people think of him as a joke because that song is kind of. I mean, it's a good song, but it's kind of
a
jokey song.
It's a fantastic song, but it is.
But yeah, I've heard that like he's kind of one of these people that doesn't get enough public recognition for how awesome he actually is.
Right, yeah.
He appeared in Men in Black 2, playing an alien who beatboxed as his native language.
I remember that.
He was also on the soundtrack for Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I mean, he was on Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out, season 1 and 3. I don't know about that.
All right.
Does it have any like songs he's produced or anything?
I mean, he's got a lot of. He just has a lot of stuff. He's been active from 1988 through 2010. Singles: Make Music with Your Mouth, Vapors, Just a Friend, What Comes Around Goes Around, Let Me Turn You On, Young Girl Blues are all listed. I don't see any
Those
production
are his own,
on here.
Songs,
yeah. I don't see production on here, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
He appeared on America is Dying Slowly, Along the Wu-Tang Clan, Coolio and Fat Joe.
Well, we should all do more research about Biz Markie.
He also appeared on Hello Nasty and Ill Communication, if you're a Beastie Boys person.
I'm sure someone out there listening knows exactly
who a Beastie Boy is.
Well, that too.
Yeah, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm used to it. I like that shirt, by the way.
Hey, thank you.
For those who can't see it, which is all of you, it is a green shirt that has a yellow typewriter, old school typewriter that, you know, Shannon and I used to use. And then
writing your correspondence during the war.
It says book people underneath it. So I don't know what's going on with it.
It's a bookstore. It's an independent bookstore in Austin, Texas. When my wife and I went down there, I was like, oh, that shirt's awesome. And the bookstore was really cool. So, and I have an affinity for independent bookstores, so I tend to buy shirts when I go to them.
Yeah. I didn't know that independent bookstores don't usually have a clothing line.
Well, I mean, Tattered Cover doesn't have really cool stuff, unfortunately, but like book
they do
people...
They do have clothes, though.
They do have
they
clothes.
Do.
Yeah.
They do have their own stuff. Yeah. And yeah, this, I've also got one from Powell's in Portland.
Oh, you know what this reminds me of? I brought gifts.
Oh, my
what?
God. Gift corner.
Because, you know, last time I brought some gifts for you guys. And then when I was listening to Skid and Samantha on the show, they brought some gifts. And
yeah, they brought bottle caps.
Because he was like, well, Nick brought some gifts. I'm bringing gifts. And I'm like, well, I can't not bring gifts. I'm bringing more gifts. You know, I can bring gifts, too.
We're going to call you Saint Nick for the rest of the podcast.
There you go. I'm bringing gifts.
I was using my gift from last time over Christmas because I got some mezcal for Christmas.
Ooh,
really nice bottle.
Yeah.
And I was
this sucker out.
Drinking it out of the little.
Did you do a whole Nick head or did you do like a Nick's eyes?
No, I did a whole
Nick head.
But it was sipping. It was for sipping.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Nice. I'm glad it's getting some use. So let me. That's why I had to bring this backpack.
Do.
And I will say, I discovered it's dishwasher safe because I wasn't thinking, and I put it in, and I pulled it out, and I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, oh,
yes,
good.
It is
works.
Dishwasher safe.
It's still there. So what I'll say is you both get 3 points on the Biz Markie.
Nice.
And now we'll do a gift corner. This is exciting. Nick, you really didn't have to do this, but...
I know I didn't.
But we...
but
that's
I said,
that's what makes it a gift.
Yeah.
If you had to, it wouldn't be a gift. It would be a fucking like, obligation.
What did you bring? Show us what you brought.
Give us
Empty
your tidings.
Your bag.
Yes. Do you have an offering for us today? Like, here's a belt. And you're like, you were wearing that belt. You weren't planning to give it.
The big idea pyre demands sacrifice.
So these are.
Ooh.
Oh,
what?
Right, are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're
slick.
They're hand-warming mugs.
What?
These are great.
These are amazing.
And they are, barely anyone has them.
These don't have your face on them.
They do not have my face on them.
Which is the only disappointment I have.
Yeah, so.
Otherwise, they resemble a conch shell.
This
which is pretty fantastic. Yeah. This is awesome, Nick.
So,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
oh, jeez.
So when it's if you have something super hot, then you can hold it.
You can do the handle.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then when it's a little when it's tolerable, then you can warm your hands.
I love this.
Aw.
I love
hand-warming
this.
Hand-warming functional gifts for you.
What's the term that got really popular? Hygge? Is that it? When it's like I want to curl up in a blanket and like drink something hot out of this glass?
Yeah, that's, is it a Swedish term or Icelandic term?
Yeah, and it means like comfy and cozy.
Yeah,
like
quality of coziness and comfortable conviviality.
This is a Hygge mug.
It's Hygge?
Yeah, it's a Danish word.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a feeling that engenders contentment or well-being.
Okay, and so when you're having your hot toddies, you can have them in these mugs.
This is so sweet.
Well,
thank
sir,
you
yes.
so much.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
This is very kind. And these are individually signed by the artist, by the person who spun these. So someone named Neher. Do you know the artist or is?
I don't know them personally.
Okay, great.
But I know of the yeah.
Okay,
I am aware of the person. So also,
we don't have to ask any more questions if this is a questionable area.
So, in addition to that, since you know, I was like, well, Nate's gonna want something, you know, with me on it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I definitely. I mean, I thank you because I did just say the face not being on.
I was looking too. I was like,
you guys have to choose which there's. You know, these are collectibles.
Ooh,
so
okay.
You have to see which one, who wants which one. So I got some refrigerator magnets for you.
Okay.
And so you got.
Oh, those are great.
Oh, I love them.
I know which one I want, but I'm going to let.
No, no. Shannon, please pick.
Oh, I totally want this.
Great. Yeah, no, that's what I wanted the front-facing one, so that's great.
So then there's, so for the listeners, there are, every year I have someone do a caricature of me, and then I have a refrigerator magnet made of it, and then when I travel around the world or whatever, I go to people's homes, I just slap one up on their fridge because you know no one throws away fridge magnets; they're just there forever.
Yeah,
and then
somebody's
got to
keep the bills up there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So yeah, fridge magnets.
Oh, fantastic!
I love that idea too. Imagine if everybody did that.
Yeah, then you'd have like a.
A collection of all your friends
on your
fridge?
Bunch of fridge magnets of people that you know.
This is all, it's a service business trick too. So when my dad had a HVAC business, what you do is you throw a magnet or a sticker with your information on the furnace. Because people always go, oh, my furnace isn't working. They run down there and like,
there's
information
time.
Right there. And that's how they remember. So this is going to remind me every time that I want a snack.
Yeah.
That Nick is who I should be thinking about while I'm eating.
Yeah, Nick.
Which
I
is
should
good.
Start putting my phone number on these things.
Yeah, you should.
Like, who should I call? People are reaching for a beer or whatever. And they're like, well, I get all these drunk people calling me. I guess I'll call Nick now.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, what's
going
on? I just saw your magnet. I figured I'd give you a call. What are you doing?
This is Bradley Cooper, famous actor. I just wanted to talk to you about movies. You know,
I'd be like, hey, did you know about a kite store?
Yeah,
you'd be like,
see?
I didn't know that. I'm like, hey, let me learn you something, Bradley.
This is how people learn about things. We just have to spread the word.
Yeah.
It's just a loving chain of communication, guys. Nick, thank you very much.
You're welcome. These are
wonderful. And I think it's your turn again.
Okay.
So one through five.
Man, I wish I had something to put in this right now.
I know,
now.
Right?
I love it.
If only we could have hot water dripping from the ceiling. It would
no,
be
that
convenient.
Would be, I don't think you'd
want
to drink
that. I
mean, it would
be very problematic.
That's not hygiene.
Well, I'm not saying you got to drink it.
Or
I'm just
hygienic.
Saying.
You need, instead of just the keg, you could have like a Swiss Miss hot chocolate.
Ooh, yeah. Hot chocolate in this sounds actually, that sounds perfect. That sounds
nice.
Like the divine direction to go with this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, did I choose a number?
You probably did, but I might have talked over you. But
right,
one through five.
You're like, he clearly said four.
That's fine. You know what, guys?
So,
engage with us on Twitter if you care.
Yeah. I'm going to say four, I guess.
Number four. All right.
That's what I said earlier.
Hey, great. Nick, do you have a vague idea about business casual?
Yes.
All right. Talk about business casual.
It's a way to dress.
Sure is.
Yeah, so people say, hey, I'm having a little get-together. It's, it's some people are going to be there. You should come. It's going to be business casual.
Yep.
So that means don't wear your sweatpants, Nate. You know, don't wear your typewriter shirt.
It's true.
It's
yeah.
Business casual. And so, and then people say, do I have business casual? And you're like, yeah, just kind of, yeah. But, and I think it would be, you can do jeans if you want, but maybe a collared shirt, collared button-up shirt, or I guess even a polo shirt might work. But you need a collar. Collared shirt for business casual.
Yeah.
And then for the ladies, I don't know. Women always seem to, you know, they're not just going to have yoga pants and a sports bra or something showing up. They're going to have, ladies usually are almost always business casual if they are in a business, okay. Well, anyway, business casual. I don't know.
Jeans
this
and a hoodie on.
This isn't business,
business
casual.
No.
So it would be like, I don't know what they call women's clothes.
Yeah.
So like a blouse? That's a thing.
Yeah, a blouse.
So, but I can't picture like what a blouse is. I know it's like a
it's just
like
a shirt. It's just a shirt, yeah. But ladies wear it.
Yeah.
It's called a blouse when ladies wear it.
So, yeah, but a blouse. So a blouse, I think, is more formal than just a lady's shirt, right?
I don't know. Is it?
So, yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, maybe a blouse or a pantsuit or something. I don't
sure.
know.
Yeah.
And then
got your pencil skirts.
You know, just look business casual, ladies. You know, hey, come on over to business casual. Whatever she decides to wear, you're like, I guess that's what that is for women. But for guys, it's a collared shirt. And yeah, just have a collared shirt on.
Let me run a rhyme
and
by
not
you
sweat
that I
and not holes in your jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they're fashionable holes and you're like running a startup. And then totally.
And if you're the
yeah,
founder
if you're the guy and you're like, I got holes in my jeans.
If you just got hired on.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably want to.
Maybe put some slacks on.
Yeah. I think I came up with this, but maybe you guys have already heard this before. But I came up with a rhyme that I don't necessarily agree with because I don't know that I agree with dress codes in American business, but whatever.
Okay.
But the rhyme is, to tie in with what you said about business casual, it is collars for dollars and crews for brews. Does that make sense?
What's the cruise?
I don't know the cruise.
Like a crew neck shirt. So if you're going out for drinks, you can wear a crew neck shirt. If you're making money, you better have a collar on. Collars for dollars, crews for brews.
Okay, but how does that work for? Because I was fine with that too until we got to the women's
part.
Yeah,
no.
What's your rhyme for the women?
Women have been put upon enough, and nothing needs to rhyme, and just stop fucking with them and let them earn money.
What about the dress code? That has nothing to do with, hey, what should I wear to your gathering? And you're like, collars for dollars, baby.
Yeah.
Collars for dollars. Show some leg, get some
eggs.
Egg.
Yeah, get some egg. Yeah, show some leg, get some egg.
I don't know what you can rhyme to get, you know, for women.
Everybody
like,
knows
I don't know
that.
How this applies to me.
Yeah, everybody knows that popular procreation rhyme. Yeah. Show some leg, get some egg.
You're like, what kind of egg am I getting? What's going on? Yeah, so where are the eggs? I showed some leg. Yeah, they're boiled. They're over there. So, no, I don't. Yeah, so for women. Well, Shannon's going to go next, and she'll clear this up, I'm sure, in her thing. But for guys, you want to have a collared shirt. For women,
I'm enjoying hearing the two of you trying to figure it out.
Right? Dress business casual, ladies.
Yeah.
You know what that means. Okay, Shannon, let's hear what you have.
Shannon, what do you know about business casual?
So my previous career, before I was a developer, I had to wear business, not even business casual. So we weren't even allowed to wear jeans. And my current career is full-on casual, so all I wear is jeans and hoodies. So I don't necessarily know what business casual is, but I know it's in the middle, and I can tell you that business was like dresses with blazers or sweaters and like nice pants and blouses.
Blouses?
Yeah.
That's a woman's
blouse.
Shirt, if you guys don't know.
Yeah. I think the biggest difference between for women and business casual is covering up your shoulders. So like you said, guys have to have a collar. Women have to cover up they can't have like bare arms. So like
you
if I
bare,
had on
you can have bare lower parts of your arms, but just not bare forearms.
So like if I was gonna wear a dress that just had straps, I could do that for business casual, but for business I would throw a blazer over it.
Sure.
Okay. See? All right. Listeners, if you're about to head out to an event, there you go. If you were a lady, say if you're a guy, you were covered. You're like, oh, I know. If you're a lady, you're like, I don't know. Who knows? But now you know.
What does all this mean?
We all learned something.
Yeah. Business casual.
Cover your shoulders, damn it.
Is an ambiguously defined Western dress code that is generally considered casual wear, but with smart, in the sense of well-dressed, components of proper lounge suit from traditional informal wear, adopted for white-collar workplaces. This interpretation typically includes dress shirt, necktie, trousers, and dress shoes, but worn with an odd-colored blazer or a sports coat instead.
Oh, boo.
So it's not a suit.
You don't have to have a tie on for business casual.
No, I think that's insane.
I better not see any shoulders.
Not in Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado business casual is jeans and a collared shirt.
Yeah, you could ride a horse in. Acceptance of business casual in the United States was preceded by Casual Fridays, which originated in California in the 1990s.
Yeah, Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, in turn inspired by the 1960s Hawaiian shirts of Aloha Fridays.
Should get some extra points for that.
Yeah, you will.
Aloha Friday.
Yeah, Aloha Friday. And yet, the designation of certain clothing pieces as business casual is disputed. So, nobody really knows.
The place I work now, we're casual all the time, so we don't have Casual Fridays. We have Fancy Fridays.
Really? People, you dress up
people
for Fridays?
People dress up on... I don't. Because yeah. I'm like, why would you do that? I did that for 20 years. I'm over it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do. They dress up on Friday super fancy.
In fairness, Shannon, I will bankroll you having a full tuxedo with a top hat if you will wear it on
Fancy Friday.
As long as you take pictures.
You should take that
I'm
deal.
Rolling in. I'm rolling in to wear this top hat and tuxedo.
Because people would go, huh, I wonder what's going on today. No. Maybe I didn't get the email that we're supposed to get top hats and tuxedos.
Fancy Friday.
It's time to put on the Ritz, bitch. 3 points for Nick, 2 points for Shannon.
All right, coming back, everybody.
Shannon,
yes.
1 through 4.
4.
Number 4. Do you have a vague idea about a key telephone system?
A key telephone system.
Key telephone system.
It is a telephone system where there are a bunch of different lines that could be sent to different offices in a business, and someone answering one phone could send the caller to any other extension in a business.
Fucking A, that's exactly correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only one detail you didn't hit, but yes, you got it.
That's what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm in trouble then. I thought she was making that up.
I was.
Yeah, but that was really good. Nick, what can you add about a key telephone system?
It's your principal telephone system that you use. So the key, it's like, this is the main phone system that we depend on. That's all I got to all add right. on. Wow.
Yeah, so the main distinction between a key telephone system and a regular business telephone system is just that there's no operator in a key telephone system. With a traditional, you would have someone in a room who would have to connect you by moving those little these little sound plugs around. But the key telephone system just has a number of lines on it, as Shannon said, and you just say, you want to talk to Miss Page, well, hold, and then you hit one, and then you hit transfer, and then you hit
like
Shannon's
extension.
Button. Yeah, and that's pretty much what it is.
I can't believe I got that.
Yeah, that was really fucking good.
I don't even know what to say.
I was literally making it up one word at a time.
There you go, listeners. Yeah, cool.
Just
congratulations.
Roaring back. Wow. Shannon, 2 points. Nick, 1 point. And Nick, 1, 2, or 3. It's all games now, so get ready.
Number two.
It's time for, from the makers of Pomme ou Pomme de Terre, it's La Chose Française Arbitraire. So, Nick, I have a question for you. Is it business time?
Just kind of like that thirsty thing before?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it
business time?
I guess so. I'll be confident. Yes. Yes, it's business time. Kind of like hammer time.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah.
Business time.
All right. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Is that's final answer.
Okay.
Yes. It's business time.
Okay. Shannon, is it business time?
I'm going to... Nick's not going to know what I'm talking about here, but maybe some of our listeners will. I'm going to go in a weird direction. Nate might not even know what I'm talking about. I'm going to say it's Wednesday. Put on your free t-shirt you got from your business netball team because it's business time. I'm talking about business. It's business time. Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
I don't know the part that goes under that.
Am I supposed to beat that? I didn't know she was going to do that. I'm just saying yes. I didn't know you could break out in a song.
Flight of the Conchords.
It's a Flight of the Conchords song.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yep. I knew that was going to be your reaction, though. What's happening? Why is she singing?
Oh. Yes.
I mean, you're both correct. It is business time. And you both get 1 point.
Okay.
Good job.
I'll accept that.
Good job. Very good. Very good.
It was better than mine, though. Way better.
I mean, you referenced Hammer, though.
Yeah. Everybody was. We were all on a musical track.
You should just sing all of my answers from here on out.
You got two topics left, so it's going to be exciting. Shannon, one or two?
I'll go with number one.
Number one. Okay, it's time to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Ooh.
This week for Fuck, Marry, Kill, you each have an option to fuck, marry, or kill a limited liability corporation, a B corporation, or a shell company. What will you fuck? What will you marry? And what will you kill?
I don't really know the difference between them.
Okay. Well, I mean, an LLC is like a pass-through entity that usually has multiple members, but it just limits liability on them for whatever the business does.
Okay.
A B Corp is generally a corporation that is dedicated not just to shareholder value, but also to employee satisfaction and community development. And a shell company is a place where you hide your money overseas.
Okay. I think I'm going to... marry the LLC.
Okay.
Because according to the book Sapiens, I can't remember the author right now, but that is actually one of the things that allows our world to exist the way it does today. Mm-hmm. Because before LLCs, people had to take on too much responsibility and nobody was starting businesses because it was too much of a risk.
Yeah, because this whole proprietorship, like if you do one thing wrong, you could be sued and you lose your house.
You lose everything. So the idea of an LLC actually made it so that people could take risks and start businesses, which I think is good. And I will marry that idea because that's a nice, wholesome idea.
Great.
I'm going to fuck that B Corp because it's based on your description, it sounds kind of sexy and it's taking care of people and taking care of its employees.
Young, it's hip.
I like it.
It's energized.
Yeah. And then, kill those shell corporations. I don't know a lot about them, but I know that people like our president use them to hide their money and fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
But not literally fuck that. Kill that.
Kill that. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Great. Okay, Nick, which one are you going to fuck? Which one are you going to marry? Which one are you going to kill?
Well, I didn't say that I could sing very well, but I'm going to sing my answer. I'm going to marry the LLC just like Shannon did.
Yeah.
And for the same reasons.
Get that.
The Shell Corporation I'm going to fuck. I'm going to fuck that Shell Corporation.
You're not gonna kill the bee.
The bee's gonna get killed. That's what I'm gonna do. So, I think the bee should get killed. Yeah, I think the Shell Corporation would really put it down in the sack.
Yeah, because it's got nothing to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, whatever.
And it's gonna keep a secret.
That's true.
Keep
it on
that.
The down low.
What happens in Shell Corporation stays in Shell Corporation. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
So, there you go. That's my answer, you guys. I told you, I can play this too. Even though you guys aren't joining in because you don't know what I'm going to say yet. All right, there you go.
I mean, I kind of have an idea what you're doing, but I'm not quite sure of the melody all the time.
There's no melody.
Then we're just going to talk sing for the rest of the episode.
People are, I'll shut this off right now.
I'm ready to delete it. Great job. Nick, 4 points. Shannon, 3 points. Thank you for singing. Thank you for singing on there. And Nick, do you want the last topic? Can I interest you? Can I interest you in the final topic, Nick?
Yes. Is that it? Do I get a point for saying yes?
No, no. The singing thing's over.
You're
now.
Still ahead of me by like 3 points or so. I'm totally going to... I have to really just nail it on this one in order to win, or else... We're going to have to do like a tiebreaker you know.
And isn't it great that another game is a very arbitrary way to end it? So it's time for Thunderdome.
Yeah. We don't need another hero. Yeah, see? There you go.
There we go. So
I joined in with you on that one.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
This week in the Thunderdome, you have a battle between Busy Phillips, the actress, and Little Miss Busy, the, I think they're German animated little characters. She's like a little ball. It's like the balls with legs.
They're not animated.
Well, they're not animated. They're just cartoons. Oh, they're illustrations.
I know of them as books.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Yeah, books.
Like the little Miss Happy, little Miss.
Yeah.
And Busy Phillips?
And Busy Phillips.
Do you have a picture of Busy Phillips on your phone?
I can get you one real quick here.
Did you watch Freaks and Geeks?
Yes.
She was the blonde, bitchy one on that.
Busy Phillips.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So what are we doing with her?
Busy Phillips is battling Little Miss Busy.
She's
to
in the
death.
Thunderdome. I said Thunderdome.
Thunderthome.
Thunderdome.
Don't go to Target.
Thunderdome.
Yeah. So, Little Miss Busy is that yellow gal with the book and the glasses. Yep.
How do you come up with stuff? Okay, so they're both in the Thunderdome, and
they're fighting to the death. Who's going to win? Who wins, Nick? Who wins?
Huh. So when I said yes on this one, that meant I was going to go first on this?
Well, I mean, you were going to go first either way. It was your turn.
Okay. Well, I think it would be an interesting fight. Busy Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
And then Little Miss Busy.
Little Miss Busy.
Hey, listeners, you might not know who these people are. Please look them up on your phones.
Yeah.
Busy Phillips, I would like to see her fight somebody to the death. I think that she would, Little Miss Busy is busy doing a lot of stuff, so she's probably really efficient at killing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right?
She has a book. She's probably studied in the martial and corporeal arts.
Use that book as a weapon and start bashing some stuff, but Busy Phillips seems like a good cat fighter, right?
Probably.
And so,
it's a good argument.
But it's like a cat fight to the death.
Yeah.
Don't look so excited.
Yeah. No, there's nothing exciting
listener,
about that.
Listener, a smile akin to the Grinch realizing that he could steal all of Whoville has just crossed Nick's face.
No, because it's nothing sexy about that, I don't think about because
I don't think the Grinch wanted to fuck Whoville either. I just think you were very excited about the
fuck
property.
Over Whoville.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. It was about hating love.
So
for the Grinch,
I don't know
anyway.
If that's what it was. He just wanted to get the presents, and you know those Whos are so cute. He's like, I'll show you cute. I don't know if that makes sense.
I've got an adorable dog with antlers tied to his head. Yeah. Which honestly, he did show
adorable.
Them cute.
Yeah.
It is. It is very cute.
Huh. Okay, so I'm gonna say. Man, because whatever I say, Shannon's going to say the opposite, probably.
Maybe.
And she's going to have a good... I already said that Busy chick will have the book, and she'll be slanging that book. But I think that Busy Phillips... Oh, man, she's got that long hair, and the other weird-looking cartoon chick could really wrap her hands around that hair. Oh, man. I got to give it to the Little Miss Busy thing, just because, Busy Phillips is so vulnerable. You know, she seems like she's always kind of... well kept. I don't know. She's prepped up, and she doesn't seem like she gets her hands dirty much. And so, Little Miss Busy also, you know, she's busy learning, but she doesn't take any shit.
That's
and
fair.
She's gonna go in with that book, start bashing her, and grab that hair, kind of pull it, and do whatever you do, and emerge victorious, and then get on with her. She's like, I got shit to do, bitch, and then really fuck her up, and then. You know, in good time, so then she can get on with her day. So, Little Miss Busy is the victor.
Great.
Victor? Yeah, the victor.
Yeah.
She's victorious.
Victoire.
In the Thunderdome.
Excellent. Okay.
Little Miss Busy.
I'll buy that. Little Miss Busy. Little Miss Busy. Very yes. good. Very good.
Okay, Shannon.
Shannon. Busy Phillips or Little Miss Busy?
All right. Man. I'm going to say there is no winner between these two.
They had to fight to the death, Shannon.
Nope.
I'm in the other room now.
they
had to fight to the death.
They refused to fight to the death because the Little Misses are notorious for being friends with everyone. And from what I've heard, Busy Phillips, even though she's kind of a mean girl, I think she looks like a mean girl, and she played a mean girl in Freaks and Geeks. I think she has a reputation for being really friendly and helping a lot of people and making a lot of friends and having their backs. So I think that they are going to join forces in friendship and refuse to fight. And the crowd will probably be the winner because they will throw things at them
until the crowd will kill them both. The crowd starts
for
yelling,
refusing.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. Oh, yeah, okay. Huh. What?
Well, I had to come up with something after you said I was going to do the opposite.
Yeah, you're like, I'll show you. I'm not going to be the opposite.
They're just not going to fight at all.
There will be no killing. But he said they have to fight to the death. You don't just be like, we decided not to fight to the death. Oh, yeah? Well, throw a lion in there with you. What now?
Then the lion will get
them. The Thunderdome.
Yeah.
They're not going to fight each other. Is they're going to stand together.
No, it doesn't work like that. You know? They could have, like, the people that those people care about, and they could be like, hey, something's going to happen to the people you care about. You can get in there and fight to the death. Hey, we're going to give you a good meal after this. We're going to take you out after you win. Shit. take you to Kite Store. Pick out whatever you want.
Yeah, we're gonna go down it in the wind. We're going to grab some stuff. It's going to be a real good time.
Free kites. Well, in that case, then it's busy because she loves kites.
Nobody. Yeah, I guess you could have said they both died also. But I don't know. I don't know, audience. What do you think? Cheating? You think that's not a good answer? I don't know. Are you adding up points?
I am. I'm adding up points.
I'm pretty sure Shannon won.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is...
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. But this is really hard to make these things funny about business.
I know.
I think you did a good job.
I thought, and honestly, Nick, I will say, Nick, if anybody could do it, it's you. And you did.
But that was really tough. That's hard.
I know.
You're like,
look,
our next subject, accounting. Yeah. Let's talk about the numbers. Like, oh,
let's
number
talk
three.
About gaps accounting versus cash accounting. Nick, what do you have to say about the differences in those two forms of...
Accountants are listening and they're like, no, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's not even right. Nobody should listen to this for tax advice under any circumstances. Hey, you know what, guys? Shannon gets 3 points because I believe that Busy Phillips would opt out of fighting. Nick gets 2 points. The final score here is...
Oh, I just got creamed in this episode.
Hey, you know what? I'm creating a little back and forth. Yes, the final score here, Shannon with 27 and Nick with 26.
Ooh.
So, Nick, you barely lost.
And losing is losing.
Yeah, but that means you need to come back because you got to try to come back and redeem, steal your belt back.
Yes.
the
belt. Yeah, we gotta have the
Oh yeah,
I gotta pass the belt over.
Yeah, it's a business casual belt. Everybody gets one after the show. Look, you're spot on. This was a difficult one to do.
Guests get like easy ones. You're like, hey, it's a show about clowns, and they're like, oh yeah, we can do this. They're
cool,
creepy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be funny, but not really.
Yeah.
Rodeo clowns. There's like scary clowns. There's all kinds of clowns we can talk about. You're like, business. Hey, what do you think about those LLCs?
Yeah.
You want to marry it?
You want to marry an LLC or what?
And we both did.
If you had a business, what kind of benefits would you offer your employees? Make it funny. Like, what? I guess you should have dental, maybe, and vision. And you're like, well, what kind of vision plans? Do they get to select their own doctor? You're like, I don't know, Nate. What is this about? I'm trying to...
We're gonna get Delta Dental, but everybody's gonna get free nitrous. Yeah. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a blast.
I don't know if you can just put that. In your plan that everyone gets free nitrous, and you're going to really be liable for a lot of stuff.
Look, I think if you're a big enough business, you can probably negotiate anything you want. But if you choose nitrous,
maybe they cover it.
Yeah.
If it was an additional expense.
Yeah.
But that's commuters. While you're listening, is this something that you wanted? What kind of dental plan would you be interested in? I do wish
nitrous was covered.
That would be, like, every time you go in just for a cleaning or something, they're like, do you want the nitrous?
Yeah, I don't have anything to do this afternoon. Let's do this.
I'll do the nitrous.
You're going to ask me for fluoride later, I'm going to be like, yeah, let's do it. This
can
is
I
hilarious.
Share a story about nitrous
yeah,
with
talk
you.
About it.
I know
let's
it's
go.
We're toward the end of the episode.
Yeah, bring it.
But,
bring it on.
So I went to get my wisdom teeth pulled back in the day, and... you know, I had never had nitrous before,
but
they said, okay, we're going to do an IV and we'll do nitrous. So we'll do both. I said, okay, cool, because, you know, they don't want me to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so
you don't wake up in the middle and be like, ah, yeah, I ruined my teeth out of my face. Yeah. Terrifying.
And we decided to take all your teeth out.
Yeah.
So I'm kicking back there, and they put this little heart monitor clip on my finger.
Okay.
And they put the IV thing in, and they put the little nitrous thing over your nose, and then said, okay.
Start counting backwards from 10.
They said, just breathe and be with you in a second. So I'm watching the heart monitor thing on the screen, and then and I can hear the orthodontist or whatever dude in the hallway. So he's it's like a little hall right behind me, and I can hear him talking to somebody. And I said, huh, I still feel pretty much the same. Any moment he's going to come back and take the nitrous off, and I'm not going to be ready yet. So I better get all I can get.
Oh,
so
shit.
I start like hyperventilating. I'm like, trying to get as much nitrous. And so I'm like, come on, breathe it in, because I got to get my money's worth before he comes back, because I really want to I want to be in it, you know? And then all of a sudden, it like hits, and I was like, oh my God, I think I've had too much nitrous now. And so I'm like, oh no. And then I was like, when's he coming back? When's he coming back? I've had too much. And I can just hear him casually talking in the background. I'm like, oh no. Oh no, I think I'm going to OD on nitrous. I think I've had too much. I can't like unbreathe it in, and it's still going in me as I'm sitting here. And, you know, I can't move or anything. I'm just laying there. And then all of a sudden, and I'm watching the heart monitor. I was like, well, what's my heart look like? And then it just goes flatline. Oh, and I was like, oh, I'm dead. Yeah. Oh. My mom's going to be so pissed. That's what I thought. You know, so it wasn't like my life flashed front. I was just like, my mom's going to be so pissed that I died this way. And then I hear him. He's like, hold on a second. And then I was thinking, I'll watch myself float above my body.
Sure, yeah, yeah. You're going to drift out.
I'll see him doing CPR on me and stuff. And he walks in and he starts laughing. And he says, oh, the thing fell off your finger. Let me just put it back on here. And it's like, oh. Guess we're not. And then he didn't take the nitrous off. He left again. And I was like, what? Oh, well, at least I'm not dead. But shouldn't he be taking the nitrous off? And then next thing you know, he's like carrying me out into the little waiting room thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, huh, okay. Well, I guess I lived.
I very well remember the disoriented, like, leaving the waiting room after wisdom teeth removal. And then, yeah, just like stumbling around and not. One, because you're a glasses wearer.
Yes.
Do you wear contact lenses sometimes?
Very rarely, but sometimes.
How's your vision without your glasses?
I can see stuff. I can't see clearly. Everything's just blurry, but I can actually like.
You can make objects.
There's a chair there, and there's,
okay, cool. Yeah. It's not just like a wall of mush. Because if I don't have some sort of corrective lens, everything is pretty much mush. Like I can, okay. I mean, I can differentiate color. So if there's like a, you know, if there's a blob moving at me, I'd be like, well, that's probably a car. I shouldn't be in this street that I'm standing in. But yeah, I remember that disoriented thing. And then, yeah. And then a couple of days of Percocet where I was just falling asleep watching Real World Boston, I think.
Nice.
Or Seattle. It was one of the two. Anyway, they were doing marathons back then. Back when MTV still showed music videos, but not as much as they used to, but way more than they do now.
In the transition period.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you survived, Nick.
Yeah, me too.
Because if you had died there,
you would have never heard about it.
I mean, this would be a very haunting episode of a vague idea.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh, Nick
is
a ghost.
This is like that I See Dead People movie.
Yeah, Sixth Sense.
Yeah, Sixth Sense, where you're like, oh, Nick was never actually here.
Or, we go back to listen to the podcast.
You guys are all actually dead.
It's entirely possible that Steno used to be a dentist's office.
What?
Steno could have been a dentist's office at some point.
I thought
this
he was
place
saying that
where
it
we
was.
Are.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, but they kept killing their patients, so they shut it down.
Turned it into a co-working space.
Why would you have a studio here? That doesn't make any sense.
This was the gas and murder room downstairs.
Yeah, this was the kill room.
Yeah. So, Nick, thanks for being back on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sorry
Thank
you didn't
you
win
for
this
having
time,
me.
But, you know, we're going to have you back again. And it won't be something as complex or boring as business. We'll get you back for one where you can
give him the business.
You got a little more room to run, you know, because that's what you need.
yeah, I need some room to run. It's like, this episode's about chairs. I'd be like, oh, I can talk about chairs or lettuce or something. Hey, you know, you got iceberg, you got the
romaine. Like, yeah, everybody's romaine, shitting butter, for romaine. And it's a mess.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff we could talk about that and make it funny. Hey, lettuce. And then commuters would be like, oh, man, I've been waiting for the lettuce episode. Let us enjoy this episode.
Yeah, you know, guys, lettuce is also a slang term for money, right?
Yeah.
How can you be earning bread and cheddar and lettuce? You're making a sandwich, but it's all money. What's that about? What's the deal?
See?
Okay.
But yes, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. And
yeah. So we'll have you back again this year if you'll be had.
I will be had.
Us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
great.
Love being had by you guys.
Great. Hey, you know what? That's probably the nicest thing that's been said to me other than that phone call at the kite store.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug your
business again? Yeah.
So, you know, if you say, I want to make some friends with adults, how do I do that? www.connectedintrovert.com. Hey, I'm introverted. I'm shy. I'm socially awkward.
Adults
how do
scary.
I get out there and talk to people? How do I get invited to exclusive events? What if I wanted to go to watch some polo or go to a really cool Kentucky Derby party?
Ooh, yeah, big hats.
How would I do that? And then when I went, so, you know, the meeting the five people, you're the culmination of the five people you spend the most time around, and you want to upgrade your group because you're like, oh, the five people I spend, you know, I don't want to get rid of them, but I want to add another five people in there.
Let's just introduce a scenario where it's like, I want collar and blouse people.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm just looking to add a collar and a blouse person to my circle.
Some collar
circle.
And blouse people in That's the all. Circle just to kind of up-level your life, up your game a little bit. Where do I find these people? Well, hey, check out connectedintrovert.com. I will show you exactly how to find them, where they are, how to get there yourself, and then how to connect and be confident, comfortable, and approachable while you're doing it. Because if you know what to do, not a big deal. My biggest problem back in the day was I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm sitting here. But now that I know what to do, I can sit there alone at the bar and just turn around the chair. I know what to do here. And then I'm like an operator. I get in there, I get it done, I get out.
Yeah.
Not talking about having sex with people. I'm talking about meeting people and connecting and making new friends, colleagues, associates, whatever, to just enhance your life and you know, be known. Because once you're known, you can pretty much do anything you want.
It's really hard to be unknown after you're known. Yeah.
Right. Yes, that's true.
Great,
so,
Nick.
ConnectedIntrovert.com. Check it out.
Go there and get in on Nick's services. Nick, and really, you're great. So people should know that.
Thank you.
You may think, hey, Nick's great, right? But you know what? Shannon and I can say unequivocally, Nick is great. From
Thank
humans.
You.
Humans on the podcast airwaves. Shannon, do you want to plug anything?
I will plug Steno, the co-working space where we record our podcast. Thank you to Steno. 17th and where are we? Race?
Vine? Yeah. 1627 Vine Street.
So it's co-working space. If you're looking for some awesome people to be your not really co-workers, and you can have business meetings with them. But
it's business time.
How does it work here? You can just like rent out office space?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there are offices that you can rent out. There are dedicated desks, so you can just have all your stuff set up and leave and come back to it. And then there's like open office stuff where you can have a membership. And if you want to work on the common table on the first floor or one of the open rooms on the other two floors all over the place, you've got a lot of options. Yeah.
Excellent.
It's a great venue. It really is. And it's a fun place to work. We do crossword puzzles if you want to hang out. We talk about movies and things, and we're, you know, charming and distracting, and that's fun. Sometimes you need that.
Absolutely.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
So that's stenodenver.com if you want to check that out. Hey, guys, if you like this podcast, please tell five people that you like it. And tell them that
you're meeting your five caller people that you're meeting.
Yes.
tell them about this podcast.
Meet your people. Tell them about this podcast and tell them, you know what? I'm going to extort our friendship over this. And if you don't listen to this podcast, I don't want to know you anymore.
Wow.
Don't say that.
No, you don't have to say that.
But mention the podcast.
Yeah. Mention the podcast. And if you enjoy it, if you don't, like, please don't mention that you don't enjoy it. That doesn't help anybody. but yeah, otherwise, you can follow us on social media at A Vague Idea Pod on Twitter, at A Vague Idea Podcast on Instagram, and you can join the A Vague Idea podcast comedy or podcast online group thing on Facebook. That's a lot of fun. You can come hang out and play Pommel Pomme de Pere online. That's a good one. Yeah. And otherwise, rate and review us if you can. Subscribe. These are all nice things you can do. If you subscribe, you don't even have to listen. We get the impression anyway, so that's kind of cool. So thank you so much for listening, and may God have mercy on your soul. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye. Is that the 2020 sign-off?
Oh, yeah. Nothing else could be the 2020 sign-off. A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and sometimes John Peros. Information about topics often come from Wikipedia, so hey, why not donate a bit to that? All music and sound effects are Creative Commons public domain. If you like this podcast, tell a few people, and subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen. And if you happen to like reading science fiction, check out the small press I started with my friend Sean Grokowski. You can find Spaceboy books at readspaceboy.com. We'll be right back.